There are no reliable estimates of exactly how much oil has leaked into the Gulf of Mexico since the explosion April 20th aboard the Deepwater Horizon oil platform. The fatal disaster sank the rig and left its 1,600-meter-deep well gushing plumes of crude oil and natural gas. So far, the best estimates of how much oil is venting into the Gulf range between 5,000 to 100,000 barrels per day. But a commentary in the May 27th edition of the British science journal Nature proposes a quick and accurate method for calculating the rate of the spill. And the author says such information is critical to understanding the impact of the disaster and how best to respond. According to BP, the British oil company leasing the ill-fated rig, 5,000 barrels of oil per day are gushing from the broken well. BP made its calculation based on observations from ships, airplanes and satellites, of the thickness and extent of the oil slick they saw spreading on the surface, and which has now reached the Gulf Coast shorelines. University of California Earth Science professor David Valentine says surface observations used for tracking oil tanker spills don't readily apply to the deep ocean.
Especially when you have oil traveling such great distances from the seafloor to the sea surface, and when you also have dispersants and other things that are acting on the oil that might impact the shape and thickness of the sheen at the sea surface.
BP officials say their priority right now is to stop the leak. BP spokesman Tom Mueller told the New York Times the company doesn't plan to make any extra efforts to calculate the flow. It's not relevant to the response effort, Mueller said, adding that it might even detract from that effort. Earth scientist David Valentine believes the opposite is true.
If we don't know the total amount, we're never really going to know where it all went. There's also issues when it comes to the litigation. The total amount will probably also come into play. So that's another reason why it may be an important number to ultimately nail down.
Valentine writes in the Nature commentary that a more precise estimate of the volume of the spill could be achieved using existing technology by measuring methane, the gas which comprises 40% of the mass of the leaking petroleum. He says unlike oil, which forms globules in water, methane dissolves in and moves with the ocean currents as it rises from the ruptured pipe, making it easy to measure.
And so if we are able to then go in and determine the total amount of methane, right there we have a very large component of the total oil spilled, and it's a fairly simple conversion to figure out what the actual amount of spillage was.
Valentine, who has studied natural methane seeps in the deep ocean, says scientists can measure the methane in the area around the leak by following the methane plumes.
The methane that you see is going to be very, very high in concentration compared to anything in the background. So what we really get is a minimum value. We can say the leakage was at least this much. We know because we saw this methane.
A major challenge, says Valentine, is to locate those methane plumes underwater. He says the U.S. academic research fleet has vessels that can do the job at a cost of a few million dollars or less.
And with the right sensors and the right people who are accustomed to doing this sort of work, go out, effectively track these plumes, nail down where they are, and then quantify the methane in great detail throughout the plumes in this area. And then from there, it then becomes an exercise of trying to get the geometry as precise as possible and adding up the right value.
Valentine adds that timing is crucial in reducing the impact of the Gulf oil spill. In his commentary, he writes that capitalizing on this idea requires immediate action. And he adds, the likely rewards far exceed the costs. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.